There will be more Chippy Tea next week. But there is the small matter of our international man of mystery. Andy Mossack's on the road again. Here's what happens. We're due to get the full travel log at about 11:15. However, to get that travel log, we have to figure out where he is. I've got a clue now and one after the 11 o'clock news. I am on an island, which is officially a self-governing British Crown dependency, one of only three in the world. The national flag symbol is three legs. Oh, hang on. Okay, hang on. Oh, my mind's gone blank again. Every week, a self-governing British Crown dependency, one of only three in the world. The national flag symbol is three legs. Go on, you know your flags. You got to be able to help me out with this. 81333. Russ at the start of that message. 08000 321 333 is on WhatsApp. But put Russ at the start of that. We got to track him down or we don't get the travel log. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Very soon. We got Mary J. Blige coming up, Carly Simon, but the small matter of Andy. I'm trying to figure out where he is. The first clue, I had a blockage in my mind. This is the three legs on the flag, British Crown dependency. Paul in Home Firth. Isle of Man, Russ. That's where he is, the Isle of Man. Chris in Sheffield, Isle of Man. Isle of Man from Mick in Huddersfield. Rocket and Sue, good to hear from you. You've gone for that one too. Richard East Hull, also suggesting it. Over on the Facebook page, Robin Fussin on the Wolds. The Three Legs is doing it. Gary in Sheffield. Hi to Ian in Chesterfield. Martin. Good evening, Martin in Sheffield. Also going for the Isle of... I made a mistake. I should have gone for this straight away. I should have known this. Neil in Skegby. You're going for that too. Jackie Meltham, Lee in Shipley, Martin in Castleford. Let's see. I don't think we need the second clue, but let's see, shall we? You're right good at... I will go with whatever you say on this. Oh, hang on a minute. Even I know this off the second clue. The island is recognised as the home of the world's ultimate motorcycling event, racing around the road since 1907. World's ultimate motorcycling event since 1907. You said the Isle of Man. I'm going to go along with you. Didn't George Formby do the TT? I'm sure he was right into the TT. I may have dreamt that, though, after eating too much cheese. If that's confirmed, you're plump. 81333RUSS on the teletext. I think we're right. Not long, we'll find out more. I'm fascinated, though, it is. I've never been, and I want to go. Rocket and Sue, you agree with me on this one. Can't wait to see what he's been up to. Mary J. Blige, here in moments, and an elementary, my dear WhatsApp. But it is that time of the week again where you just close your eyes and imagine the feel of a passport in your hands as you run to the airport to buy a straw hat, a straw donkey and a big Toblerone. Good times in foreign climes, but not that foreign as regards tonight. I wonder where he is. They seek him here, they seek him there. For many years on this year programme, Andy has been popping up in various spots around the world. We had the two clues, you leapt into action immediately. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy, hoy, Russ.
Ahoy, hoy.
How are you doing?
I am absolutely chipper and, dare I say it, tip-top. How about you?
Marvellous. I am the same, sir. The same.
Brilliant.
How's it going? Everyone lost for words, aren't they? They have no idea where I am.
No idea. Nobody saw through this at all with the the three legs and the TT races. So, ta-da, here we are, the Isle of Man.
Yes, closest I've been to you in years, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to say, though, because I've been learning my Manx. Fast termai, which is good evening.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. I never expected to hear that.
Well, I've been practicing good and hard. Can't let them down.
Well, no, you can't. Now, here's the big question, Andy. How comes you're on the Isle of Man? You never know where for no reason.
I know. Well, you know, these days, most people think of the Isle of Man. It's got a reputation, isn't it, for a centre for offshore financial services. And but back in the day, you know, the Victorian era, and again in the 60s, I think it was, super popular as a tourist destination. As you know, they called it Continental Resort. It was quite exotic at the time back in the Victorians. And so the Isle of Man Tourist Board, they just want to build awareness again as a place to visit. And extended an invitation to me. And, well, you know, I haven't been here before. And so I leapt at the chance, really. And I must say, I've been caught up in it all. It's got me. It's got me. Have you ever been here?
Do you know, I've never been. We've had a couple of messages from people tonight, right, since we did the first clue. We've had a lot of people saying, do you know, we think it's the Isle of Man, but I've never been there, and I'm interested to see what it is. So, I mean, where's a good place to start then with the Isle of Man? I mean, obviously, would you imagine that you're more than likely going to end up in Douglas at the start, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, Douglas is the capital, but to be honest, it's where I am now. Actually, I've been based here, but it's so many super places to go in and around. And what I was saying before, you know, about the Victorians, is it got so. I mean, literally thousands of people flocked here, and they were on the steam packet line, you know, from Liverpool, and they just, because it was so state of the art. It's so popular that the tourist attractions here became state of the art, and they're still going today. So, for instance, I mean, I've loved it. The Manx Electric Railway. Can you believe it? I mean, it was Victorian era, but it was fully electric. It went from Douglas to Ramsey. It's basically a tram rattling along this track. All along the coastline. I mean, it's jaw-dropping views. Beautiful, beautiful thing, you know, just to be in. I mean, this thing is over 100 years old and it's still working perfectly well. And they've also got a steam railway, which was started in 1873. It's like the longest narrow gauge steam line using original locomotives and carriages in the world. It's fantastic. And there's also this lovely Shire horse tramway, which is a horse-drawn tram that runs along the seafront at Douglas. So it's really cool, you know. Those sort of things to me are heritage, you know, and they're so lovely to see. But obviously the island itself is craggy, you know. You've got coves everywhere, beautiful coastlines. And it's really safe. The people are really welcoming. And so I've been popping around all over the place. And do you know what's incredible is the folklore. I mean, it's steeped in folklore here.
I can imagine. You
know, Viking history and folklore. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because there's so many different influences on the island. You know, over the different, the many ages and eons it's been around. And, you know, you've got Anglo-Saxons and the Irish, there's Celtic influences, there's Vikings, there's the English, enormous amounts of it. So, and everybody brings all of their own ghost stories and folklore.
Oh, I mean, and obviously, you know, I've said to them, because I heard that there was a certain rodent with a long tail.
Yes.
That you can't say the name of it. So I said to them, am I allowed to say it? She said, well, you know, you can say it because you're not a Manx. but I won't say it, but you know what it is.
Right, yes.
They call them long tails, and nobody knows why they can't say the word. And everyone here will not say it. It's extraordinary. I think it's a Mariner thing, possibly, but I don't know. There's a fairy bridge here where you wave at as you go over it, and everybody does it. Everybody does it because they don't want to upset the fairies. Okay, so
of course,
you know, it's you know, it's serious stuff. And of course, the mythical black dog, Modedu. It's always, everyone's got a mythical black dog, haven't they? Down in Dartmoor, there's one. So yeah, this mythical black dog, apparently it only comes out when it's foggy. And you don't want to be alone in the forest when the Modedu comes around. You know.
Yes, all of these stories as well, they always start, don't they? Whenever you boil down into these big folklore stories, they all start with, as they left the pub at 2 a.m., they saw, and you think to yourself, well, I wonder if the answer's there. They left the pub at 2 a.m. This is, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It's like, you left the pub at 2 a.m. having been drinking from lead-lined glasses. Do you think this might have something to do with it?
Oh yeah, very possibly. Oh, it's great. The first, you know what, the first thing I saw in Douglas, right, seriously, I came here Monday, and I got here about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. First thing I saw was a statue of the Bee Gees.
They were, correct me if I'm wrong, they were born in Manchester, but ended up going, wasn't their absence from Manchester requested, or was it the other way around?
They were born in the Isle of Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So the three of them are proudly dominating the promenade in Douglas. The Bee Gees, and then they went to Australia, I believe. Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah, but the other guys, Norman Wisdom, lived here until he passed away in 2010. And he had, when he died, the whole island came out to give him a good send off.
I can imagine.
They told me. Yeah, well, yeah. And then George Formby has got a statue as well.
Of course he does.
Apparently, he wrote a song about the island, and he appeared in a film called No Limit, which was about the TT race. He entered the TT races on his own home-built motorbike. That was the movie. Apparently, it was very famous at the time, but... anyway, you know, George, he wasn't really living here, so, you know.
He was a massive star, though, God bless him. You've got to do this.
I know.
Now, hang on, I would imagine the island itself, so steeped in mystery, steeped in ancient traditions.
Yeah.
It's got everything a modern, you know, community would have. It's got all of that. Good restaurants, I'm sure. One or two pubs, Andy?
It's got lots of those really nice hostelries, and the food is excellent. I mean, absolutely good. I mean, you know, apart from the national stuff, which is like spuds and herring, Manx kippers, because they've got smoke houses here, the Manx cheese, and they call it the Manx bonag, which is a flat fruit cake, but They love it. Peel flapjack and, of course, fish and chips. Why not? But they've got a craft, like all of them now. They've got a terrific craft brewing business or a whole, you know, kind of setup here. So you've got wine, craft wines and ciders. I went to one. They make wine from foraged herbs and fruits. It was gorgeous. It was lovely, you know. Loved it, but the food choices are immense, as you can imagine. Yeah, but I did do something really exciting. You know the TT race circuit, okay?
Which is
the big thing.
Now, did you go around it on the back of a Shire horse?
Well, not quite. I went on a three-wheel motorbike. Okay, so you get a three-wheel motorbike, you get a driver, and you have two passengers in the back. And you wear the whole thing, the leathers, the helmet, microphone in there, and the guy gives you a guided tour of the entire circuit. It lasts about 2 hours, And it's, do you know, it's 37 miles long for one lap. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Obviously, it's a road race, so it goes round, circular, around the island. 37 miles. And I believe the record is 16 minutes.
Good Lord.
And they do four laps. So the pros, when they do a race, it's four laps. So it takes about an hour and a half. Terrific. And we went round the whole island. And even now, you know, it's as you go round, there's the grandstands are up still because it was in late May, beginning of June. And, you know, like the lampposts have got foam all around them. So there's kind of protection everywhere. Apparently they have races all year, but obviously the main TT race, I mean, it's world class. So excellent, excellent. So that tour was great fun. Great fun.
Lots of things to go and see, really. You know, the beautiful countryside, you know, stunning dales and hills and misty mountains and gorgeous beaches, nature reserves, plantations. Yeah. There's part of Douglas, I do know this because there's a friend of mine went, there's part of Douglas itself that's called, is it Little Switzerland?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, you go.
Really?
There's a part of it that's called Little Switzerland, and there's all sorts of, you know, it might be, of course, reference to their generous tax allowances, but it's an interesting setup. Beautiful railways, gorgeous beaches, craggy. Go and see it. I've got to go. Yeah. I don't know why I haven't been, to be honest. I'm annoyed at myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's practically on the doorstep, isn't it, really?
What's the best way of getting there, actually, funnily enough? How did you get there?
Well, I went from Heathrow, flew in a prop jet. It was great. But they go from, which is the port in Liverpool?
You can sail there from, it's the one just near Lancaster. You can get from
4 hours it takes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. You can get from, is it Birkenhead? Or
Horsham.
That's
Horsham.
There's a few of them you can sail there by. But it does have a big port as well. It'd be enough to get a boat in. You're all right.
Absolutely, yeah. And did you know it's the only entire nation in the world to be recognised as a UNESCO biosphere? So 100% committed to conservation and sustainability, and it does, you know, everywhere you look, they're very good on it, I must say. So it's been eye-opening for me, and I must come back because I mean, you know, I've had a great time.
Well, that's super.
Not that I didn't think I would have, but you just, as you say, you know, it's on our doorstep, but we haven't really been there. And the Channel Islands are there. It's quite funny, I was talking to them about being competitive with the Channel Islands, you know, Jersey and Guernsey, and so they always look at what they're up to, you know, and they go, come on, you know, we can beat them, whatever they do, we want to do something better. I think it's one for the diary, definitely.
Brilliant stuff. Andy, thank you very much. The Isle of Man, highly recommended. When are you next on the road again, Chief?
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I'm going to, probably a couple of weeks I'll be doing something. Yeah, for sure.
Couple of weeks. We look forward to hearing from you then, mate. You take care of yourself.
All right. Good one. See ya.
Take care. There he goes, Andy Mossack. Flying back to Blighty with a large Toblerone, as you would expect. It sounds awesome, to be honest. Peel Castle, all sorts of things, really. Steeped in folklore. Speaking of which, Stan Elsing's Fear Files later. Ooh.